नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
अ मैरी क्रिसमस टू वन एंड ऑल। गुड मॉर्निंग, वेलकम टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक एंड हियर्स अ राउंड अप ऑफ ऑल द न्यूज दैट यू कैन नॉट अफोर्ड टू मिस। Sidelined AIDMK leader TTV Dinakaran declared himself as the true political heir of late Jayalalitha after winning her old assembly seat RK Nagar by trouncing his nearest AIDMK rival E. Madhusudanan by a margin of 40,707 votes. Find out all the exclusive stories relating to RK Nagar by poll only on news18.com. Considered a consensus builder in faction-ridden Himachal unit of the BJP, Jairam Thakur is said to be a favourite among local BJP workers in the Himalayan state. Here's what you need to know about the next Chief Minister of Himachal Pradesh, only on news18.com. Backing the protest by doctors in Rajasthan for higher pay and promotions, resident doctors of AIIMS asked Prime Minister Narendra Modi to live their life for a day to understand their stress. What goes inside Delhi government's hospitals? Well, it's not easy to be a doctor, and the key to do is what the netas say. Here's a look at what Delhi doctors face every day. India managed to inflict a 3-0 series whitewash on Sri Lanka with a tense 5-wicket win in the third 2020 in Mumbai. Sri Lanka will go home with just one ODI win from this tour, while India would head to South Africa with convincing victories in all three formats. The number of Kashmiris joining militant groups have witnessed a sharp spike and crossed 100 for the first time since such data started being collated in 2010. By the end of the November this year, 117 youths had joined militancy as compared to 88 in the whole of 2016. Is this Burhan want factor? After the conviction of former Bihar Chief Minister and RJD Supremo Lalu Prasad Yadav, the spotlight will now shift to the rest of the family. On the same day that Yadav was convicted in a fraud scam case, his daughter Meesa Bharti along with her husband was charged cheated by the Enforcement Directorate in a money laundering scheme. Here's a look at all the cases against Lalu Yadav and his family members. Here's all you need to know about the fraud scam. Read our explainer only on news18.com. Time for some opinion. Agree or disagree? There are many castes among marginalized communities whose traditional skills have no place in the new system. They do not want to work as laborers because they are skilled. When after 1990 the era of liberalization began and the market was freed of socialist compulsion, some of us welcomed it and others opposed it. We are approaching 30 years of completion of new liberal economy of India. The relationship of state and the market was to increase equality and produce less discrimination in the society. The idea is yet to be fulfilled. Badri Narayan, a social scientist at G.V. Pant Social Science Institute in Allahabad, analyzes the relationship of Dalit groups of India with the newly emerged market in a special context. Read this exclusive detailed analysis only on news18.com. It took 2G Special Court Judge O.P. Saini about 7 years and more than 1500 pages to conclude that there was not a single piece of legally admissible evidence against any of the 17 accused in what was touted as one of India's biggest scams. The entire case should have collapsed on that very day when the order on the charges was to be pronounced, with a direction to exonerate all the accused. In what the 2G verdict now holds is the correct view, subject to its fate in its appeal. Here are the answers to the questions that the 1500-page 2G verdict did not answer. Utkarsh Anand, the legal editor for CNN News 18, brings you this piece of exclusive analysis only on news18.com. And on the reel, what were the rhymes he grew up reciting? As a part of CNN News 18's initiative, India Positive, here's introducing you to Kamala Bhasin, who is a breaking gender stereotypes through nursery rhymes, inculcating the values of gender equality right from a young age. Watch it only on news18.com. Thank you. That's all for today's news18.com's Daybreak. Have a fun-filled Christmas and join us tomorrow again for the news18.com's Daybreak. And in case you have suggestions for us to improve upon, do mail us at webeditors@nw18.com.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.